This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ted Crackle joins me on the program. He is the editor of the Papers of George Washington at the University of Virginia, which was in the news today at the University of Virginia. And Ted, I have to admit, I was a little confused because when I first looked at the story, I thought that the Papers of George Washington... That your whole team was going to be moving to Mount Vernon. So correct us and fill us in. What is the story?
Absolutely, Coy. I think it's probably the headline which says UVA scholars' work will be maintained in the new George Washington Library. I suppose the word maintained, it does seem to suggest that we're going to be moved, but we're not. The papers of George Washington are staying right here at the University of Virginia, right here in the Alderman Library, where we've been working now for the last 30-plus years. And we'll be here until we finish the project, probably about another 15 years from now. But what the article is about is that when we finish, we are going to donate copies of the documents that we have collected. And I hasten to say that we have collected only copies of Washington's documents, not any of the real things. But we have about 135,000 of them, and a number of them are in private collections still, where they are reasonably inaccessible, in fact, almost always inaccessible. And so those will be useful along with the ability to go back and look at what the original looked like, if not the original, for scholars who gather at the new Washington Library. It will be the largest, just as it is here, the largest single collection of Washington documents, copies of Washington documents. And we're delighted that we've signed an MOU with a Memorandum of Understanding with Mount Vernon just on Friday as they announced the construction of the new library. And we're delighted with that.
We're talking with Ted Crackle, editor of the Papers of George Washington Project at the University of Virginia. News breaking today that your work will be all the copies that you've collected now over the years. That's the copies will be in the library, and then your work as well, the volumes that you publish and the research that you do about the life of George Washington will also be there, right, in this new library.
Absolutely. We send copies to the library even now, the old library, and so they are always there. The digital edition will be there as well. And when we finish our work, the library at Mount Vernon is also going to take over the responsibility for maintaining the digital edition. Of course, the digital edition will probably continue to reside as it does today at Rotunda, the digital imprint of the University of Virginia Press, but we will we constantly update it with new documents, and they'll be doing the same thing in our stead when we finish our work here. So the work of the project is going to go on.
Yeah, here at the University of Virginia, this new library at Mount Vernon, I'm just reading here, is the result of a $38 million pledge from a single donor, the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation, to build this brand new library. Where's it going to be at Mount Vernon? Do we know?
Yes, it's going to be located. If you let's see, how can I explain this? There is a large circle of a highway circle that is in front of the entry gate and the bookstore and the collection. It's going to be across the street from all of that and back behind a parking lot that is over there now, up on a hill.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, because that little circle there is sort of the drop-off right there where you eat. There's a little cafeteria there where you
can
eat.
Exactly.
And so
this is
going to be there.
Within walking distance of the bookstore, of the mansion, of the quarters where that are there, and of the office buildings or the offices of the of Mount Vernon, and the new library is going to have quarters in it for or associated with it, just a stone's throw from it for scholars who will be staying there. So it's going to be a wonderful place to work.
Very exciting. Wow. Yeah. So when do they think they're going to unveil this big new library?
Well, they're hoping to open it up in 2012, so that's just 2 years.
Yeah.
I do believe, though, that the $38 million gift was contingent upon them being able to raise $20 million to maintain and continue to operate this building. So they're going to be scampering around looking for that $20 million now so they can break ground just as soon as possible.
It's going to be great. Ted Crackle is the editor of the Papers of George Washington, the project at the University of Virginia. Ted, thanks for joining us with the update. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Coy. It's always good to be with you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.